Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Mem Beis 142. This song, like the past two songs, describes the meshorer, the singer, in a situation where he is feeling adversity and conflict. Pasuk Aleph. Maskil David, this is a maskil, a category of a song called a maskil, which we'll talk about in a minute. Biyoso bimara sfila, when he was in the cave, a prayer. So first of all, it was said by David in the cave. Which cave is it? So the Mitzvot David and Rashi explain that David was running away from Shaul, and he was hiding in a cave in En Gedi. While he was hiding in a cave, Shaul was pursuing him, and Shaul is outside the very cave that he's in. At this point, Shaul goes into the cave to relieve himself so that Shaul is alone without any soldiers protecting him. In the meantime, David, who's further back in the cave, is around with his men who say to him, David, this is your opportunity to kill Shaul. But David doesn't kill Shaul. Instead, he cuts off the corner of Shaul's coat. That's the background of the story of David that inspired this song. At what point in the story did he sing the song? I'm not sure. Maybe he sang it a few times. But as always, when we look at the story of David, when he wrote a song that's included in Tehillim, we need to see ourselves in it as well. When we are in a situation of a ma'ara, we feel like we're entrapped in a cave. We feel helpless. We feel lonely. We feel lost. We feel like we can't trust the people around us who are telling us to do things that we know we shouldn't be doing. At that moment, says the Medrash Shochar Tov, we realize that money, that strength, even our wisdom don't really help us at this moment. The only thing that can help us is davening to Hashem. This is similar to the idea that we read on the on Tisha B'Av in the Haftorah from Yirmiyahu Perek Tes, which says the following: Al Yishalel Chacham B'Chachmaso, a wise person shouldn't feel so proud of his wisdom, and a strong person shouldn't feel so proud of his strength, and a wealthy person shouldn't feel so proud of his wealth as if that will take care of them. Ki im bezos yishalel hamishalel. The person who's looking for pride should be proud of the fact that haskel v'adoa osi, that he understands and knows me, that ki ani Hashem oseh chesed mishpat utzdaka ba'aretz, that I, God, does chesed and justice and righteousness in the world. And that's really the theme of this Tehillim of Kuf Mem Beis. Well, the title of the Tehillim, Maskil, is so important in order to understand the song. The title Maskil, the category of songs Maskil, and we can't talk about it that long right now, but very simply, one idea about this is that it comes from the root Seichel, meaning the intellect, the mind. At the time of being in a Mara, when you are in a place of feeling trapped, you need to use your Seichel. You need to use your mind to figure out how to react and not just your emotions. Because when you feel trapped, first and foremost, even before you daven, stop and think about what you're going to say. Understand the situation and focus on what you're going to say and say it with wisdom. And this song is going to give us the wisdom. If we don't have it at the beginning, by the time we end, we will have the wisdom of how to deal with this stifling situation that we're in. Pasuk Beis. Koli el Hashem ezak. My voice to Hashem I will cry out. Koli el Hashem eschanan. My voice, it will plead to Hashem. Notice this double language of calling out to Hashem. And the Medrash Shochar Tov asks, why is David crying out twice? Why this double language? And the Medrash explains that the first calling out is to say, Hashem, please don't let me fall into the hands of Shaul. I'm trapped. And the second time is, please don't let Shaul fall into my hands. Please help me so that I am not the one to bring Shaul down. Pasuk Gimel. Eshpoch lefanav sichi. I will pour out my thoughts before him. David is describing the process that he's going through. He has conversations in his head, and some of them may be even a little bit vindictive, but I am pouring out my thoughts to him. Tzarasi lifanav agid. I will declare my pain before him. Put yourself in David's place for a moment. He's dealing with a challenge, a dilemma, bein adam lechavero, between man and man, between him and Shaul and Shaul's men. And the first thing he does is have a conversation in his mind with God. His conversation, his pain, his ideas, he talks through this, clearly feeling himself before God. And part of that, not part of that, all of that means, what does God want me to do? Imagine if Shaul would have had an honest conversation with God about his conflict with David. Perhaps the story would have come out a little bit differently. David is clearly sending a message to all of us that when we are in a situation of adversity and we have all these ideas that come into our mind, first speak to God. And it's if you clearly see God in front of you as you're making this decision. Pasuk Dalet, Bezatef alai ruchi, when my spirit feels faint within me, when I feel helpless, when I feel in a straitjacket, and I can't talk anymore in my head. V'ataya data nesivasi, and Hashem, you know the path I'm taking. I'm not doing anything wrong, says the Metzudas David. Ba'orach zo alech tamnu fachli, on the path that I'm taking, they're trapping me. And as Rashi explains, you know my path, Hashem, and you know how many traps and challenges are placed before me by this adversity. Pasuk Hey, Habet Yamin Ure'e, look to my right side, that side where someone stands to help me, the Ein Li Makir, and there is no friend for me. Who is there to help me find justice? Avad Manos Mimeni, escape has eluded me. Ein doresh lenafshi, no one is looking out for me. And if you remember in Perek Kuftes 109, we saw the pasuk of pasuk Lamed Aleph, where ki yamod limin evyon lo shia mishoftei nafsho. Who is the one who stands at the right side of man when we're in trouble? It is God. And what David is clearly saying is there are no people here at my right side to help me. It's only you, Hashem. Pasuk Vav, therefore za'akti elecha, Hashem, I cried out to you, Hashem. Amarti, I said, ata machsi, you are my support. Chelki be'eretz hachayim, my portion in the land of the living, translated by Ibn Ezra, as you are all I have in this world. Pasuk Zion, Hakshiva El Rinasi, pay attention to my cry, Kida Losi Ma'od, because I feel so low. Hatzileni Meirod Fai, save me from my pursuers, Ki Amtsumi Meni, for they are stronger than I am. I can't fight them alone. Pasuk Ches, Hotzia Mi Masker Nafshi, take my soul out of this locked place, Lehodos Eshemecha, so that I can praise your name. Bi Yachtiru Tzadikim, the righteous will crown you through me. Ki Sigmol Alai, when you bring kindness to me. Meaning they will see how you took care of me, and then they will praise you, Hashem, for the kindness that you did to me. Okay, let's examine further this Mi'ara, the cave, and the Masker, the prison or the enclosure that we ask Hashem at the end, take me out of this enclosure, take my soul out of this enclosure. The Ma'ara, the cave, is a clear physical enclosure. We're stuck inside of a rock, literally. It almost reminded me of when we were home during the time of Corona. We were stuck in a cave. You couldn't come out. The masker that we're referring to at the end is not necessarily just a physical enclosure, but the masker can be an emotional and spiritual enclosure as well. We create for ourselves, as we're now going to speak about at times, we create a jail for our soul. The Lev Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Lapian, explains, when David HaMelech is saying, Hatzileni meirod fai ki yamtsu mimeni, save me from my pursuers because they are stronger than me. Who are my pursuers? And the Lev Eliyahu continues with saying, the pursuers are
those anxieties, those insecurities that I create for myself. I feel that they pursue me and close me in so that I can't move forward. He continues on and explains further that the insecurities come from a place of negative midos, negative character traits like kina. Someone's so jealous. Someone has so much ta'ava, so much desire. Someone so badly wants their kavod, wants people to honor them. And what that does is it creates insecurities in themselves. If I don't have what I need, or what I think I need, if people aren't honoring me enough, then my self-esteem goes so low that I feel stuck and I can't move forward. So in other words, what the Lev Eliyahu is suggesting is save me from the jail that I impose on myself and let me move forward. Because that can be our worst enemy. Sometimes we think it's the external ma'ara. It's the fact that we're stuck in our houses or that we're stuck in a cave somewhere and that we can't move out of this physical enclosure. But a lot of this also happens because of what we do to ourselves. But at the same time, we need to ask Hashem to help us with that as well. Hashem, help me from me. I want to share a thought with you from the Ben Ishchai about David HaMelech. But he looks at this pasuk and he says, "Mi masker nafshi," the word "mi masker," which again means from the prison or from the enclosure. You can read it like this. Mem sagur, mi masker, mem sagur. Save me from, or take me out from this closed mem. Imagine in your mind a closed mem, meaning a final mem. And now, open it. And what you will see is it divides into two letter dalets. Do you see that? And the Ben Ishchai says this reminds us of David's name. In David's name, there are two dalets. In fact, it's a dalet, a vav, meaning and dalet. David's name is all about the letter dalet. The letter dalet is spelled dalet lamed tuf. We sometimes say it dalid as if there's a dalid at the end, but it's dalid lamid tuf. The word dalid lamid tuf is not just the word for the letter dalid, but it also means a door. So if you look at David's name, you can read it as delet and delet, door and door. David taught us that everything is about a door. Hotziya mi masker nafshi. There are times when I feel so stuck, so trapped. Instead of looking at it as a closed wall that encloses you and keeps you from moving forward, look at it as a doorway. You may have to push hard to open it, but it's a doorway and it will take you through to new opportunities. Lehodos eshemecha, to daven and sing your praise. Be yachtiru tzaddikim as it ends, and have others learn from your example, meaning tzaddikim will surround me. But notice that language for surrounding me is the language of keter, which is a crown. And I want to come out of this masker, out of this situation where I feel stuck, with a crown on my head. That's how I want to get out of the ma'ara in my life, the cave in my life, the masker, the enclosure, the stifling situation that I'm in. And then the pasuk continues, Ki sigmol alai, for you have done chesed to me, or with me. Let's look at the word for doing chesed in this pasuk, sigmol. Sigmol, from the language of gimel mem lamed, from the root of gimel mem lamed, is the same root that's used for weaning a child, vayigamel hayelet, and the child was weaned. A child may feel very limited at the moment when he's no longer nursed by the mother. Oh no, what am I going to eat? But in fact, it is dafka then, it is specifically then, when he is opened up to a world of new foods and eating experiences and growth experiences that he doesn't have to be totally dependent on his mother all the time. So ki sigmol alai, what may seem to us at the moment as we're stuck and we're limited, is really Hashem giving us chesed. and that chesed may feel limiting at times, but it's chesed, because if we allow ourselves to understand that Hashem is giving us chesed, ki sigmol alai, He's giving us chesed as enabling us to see new opportunities and new situations to find out our strength. And if we look at the situation as a doorway, and we open up the mem, that final mem, and see a doorway, and another way, another doorway, that will give us so much pride, and that will inspire those around us. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bas Chaim Leib.